Okay, we are on. We did the Mishnah. Thank you. We're going to start the Gemara again. I think I'm going to read the Mishnah again. It just makes it easier. Mishnah Kufjuna Manala. Somebody is rabbinically married to two young girls, rabbinically, no father. Rabbinically, he's chayiv in Yibum, so therefore the Yibum or the Chalitza of one of them. Now, she can't do Yibum as a Ktana. But when she gets older, and if the marriage is not made into a biblical marriage, meaning her husband died when she was a Ktana, she waits till she turns 12, and then one of them does Chalitza and pouches the other. They can't do Chalitza as a Ktana. But Chalitza requires Das, Ktana cannot do Chalitza. Therefore, Akhtana does Chalitza. It's right. We had this as a machlokes earlier, whether Akhtana can do Chalitza. Where was the Gemara? It's a question. Ish ksiv b'parsha. Ish is not. That can be Akhtana. And the other mandiyam said no, and Ish can't be Akhtana. I think it was a machlokes. Can't find it now, but I think it was a machlokes. Right. Come in by him. Ish a bank doyle bank tana. Okay. According to the Rabbanon, she can do chalitza tana.
Has nothing to do with shlichus at all?
No, nothing to do with shlichus.
No, why not?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Can...
What chalitza? What shlichus have to do with being able to do chalitza?
What was
that was tanai. Tanai had to do with shlichus. It's nothing to do with it. She's doing it herself. I'm not 100% sure what you mean.
If she can't make a shaliach, she can't.
Nobody can make a shaliach for chalitza.
Right.
People do chalitza. I'm trying to figure out what you mean.
What was that thing with
shaliach? That was for tonight. No condition can be made on something you can't make a shaliach on. Rashi, stay aside, but now Chris said, Chalitza, so Laka Shetagdu. So Rashi's going in Ramirez's opinion that she has to be a Gdaila. So what would happen is, Reuben died and left over two wives, 11 and 10. Right? So either Shimon can do Yibum to one of them. Again, he's rabbinically required to do Yibum or receive Chalitza. Or he can wait till one of them turns 12, and that girl will do Chalitza. It's a rabbinic marriage, her husband's dead, not becoming a deraisa, and she can do chalitza and absolve the other one. That's what Rashi's saying. Again, according to the Rabbana, she can do chalitza at 11 also.
He can do
Yibum
right away?
Yes. Doesn't need her das for Yibum.
And then the other one?
Sputter. You do Yibum for one, the other one is sputter. They're co-wives. They're rabbinic co-wives. The mitzvah of Yibum Rabbanan can get rid of the mitzvah of the thing. But can't stay harashis, and this is problematic. Shtecha Rashis, married to two girls that are Chereshis. So we say he can do Bia or Chalitza to one of the two. Problem is, a Chereshis can't do Chalitza. That's the problem. Ktanav a Chereshis, Ein Bia Sakas Men Pateres Sarasa, and Rashi here explains, because one is a stronger marriage than the other, and it depends on his want. Who does he want more? Again, the Gemara will deal with it. We'll leave it for the Gemara. Ktanav a Chereshis, he's married to a regular girl and a chareshis. One is biblical, one is rabbinic. Bias ha-pikachas, pateres ha-chareshis. Vein bias ha-chareshis, pateres ha-pikachas. A rabbinic yibum cannot absolve a woman who's bound with the raisa. Vein bias ha-gdailu k'tana. One is biblical, one is rabbinic. Bias ha-gdailu, pateres ha-k'tana. Vein bias ha-k'tana, pateres ha-gdailu. Frek the Gemara. Chareshis bas chalitzi. The Mishnah seemed to offer that if a person's married to two chareshesin, a biur chalitza of one will absolve the other. Chareshes can't do chalitza because she cannot read. Dr. Rashi, chareshes bas chalitzi the 20 masnisa became shtei chareshes. But non chareshes and echlas the chareshes and chalitza the chalitza and akat the chalitza of psula. Amar Rav Gidlo, Amar Rav Abia. You're right. But the Mishnah compares it, it only means to say that living with one of them will absolve the other. But chalitza is not an option with women that are harashayim. No, Rashi. Rava Amar. And Rava says a very big chiddush. Afilu teima chalitza. We said a harashayim can't do chalitza. She can't do a biblical chalitza. But for a rabbinic zika, she can do a rabbinic chalitza. Kam b'chareshes mi'kara. When she got married, she was a chareshes. Therefore, the whole marriage was only rabbinic. Therefore, the yibum was only rabbinic. Since it's a rabbinic bond, therefore, she can do a rabbinic chalitza. Rabbanan instituted a rabbinic chalitza to absolve a chareshes from a rabbinic bond. Kam b'kachas v'akach v'chasha. She got married as a regular woman, which made it a biblical marriage. Then she, Rachman al-Islam, became a chareshes. So at that point, it's a biblical zika. The marriage is biblical. It doesn't turn rabbinic because she became a chareshes. Therefore, she cannot do a biblical chalitza because she can't read. The way she married rabbinically, the rabbanon instituted rabbinic chalitza. She needs a biblical chalitza. She cannot do a biblical chalitza because the Torah needs her to be able to read. So what Rav is being mechadish is the concept of a rabbinic chalitza, which we never had. We had women chayiv to do chalitza rabbinically, but we never had a different ceremony instituted in the rabbanon. That's Rav's chiddush. Let me explain. They were mesakin kedushin drabonim for a keresh. They were mesakin get drabonim for a keresh. Never is it mentioned that they were mesakin chalitza drabonim. Rav is saying that's what our Mishnah is teaching us. So it's instant, according to this is Rav's chiddush. Never says it beferish. Rav learns our Mishnah that way. The Gemara is going to slug up Rav. Ultimately, it's going to try again, and at the end of the day, he's going to be slugged up. That there is a concept of a different ceremony in chalitza, a different type of chalitza, a rabbinic chalitza that requires no reading.
So it's just the action of removing the shoe.
Action of removing the shoe and spinning.
That's it.
Again, it's rabbinic, but the whole thing here is rabbinic. The marriage was rabbinic. The zika was rabbinic. So she can remove it with the rabbinic chalitza. This is Rava's chiddush. We know the Drabbanan instituted a marriage for a chareshes. We know the Drabbanan allowed a get by a chareshes. That's documented in Mishnayos. Rava's chiddush is that this Mishnah is telling me that the Drabbanan also instituted a different kind of chalitza for chareshes.
Why don't we say she has to spit?
But not. Part of chalitza.
But she can't do it.
I don't want to get involved.
But kriya is different?
Yes, kriya is different. Everybody says the ability to have kriya is ma'akev. We went through this yesterday. Kaloroi, labila,
right. Ma- so you'll say that by.
She can spit. She's capable of spitting.
Right, so does she have to spit?
If she has to spit or not. Reblazer, Rebbe Kiva.
Remember that?
There was machloikis, is spitting ma'akiv or not. I don't want to get involved with that.
And in Kriya?
Kriya is not ma'akiv for sure as long as she's able to read.
So why is Kriya different than spitting?
Oh,
because it's not a ma'isa. I'm trying to figure out what you were trying to do here. Kriya is not ma'akiv because it's not a ma'isa.
But you still have to be roaring.
Right.
A shaking spinning is a ma'isa.
But that's why it might be ma'akiv. Every woman is capable of spitting. No?
I don't know.
Why not? So I think my advisor. Rashi. Shechid all about her recent Shekansa. He married her through gestures, right? She couldn't say, I want to be married. She can't speak. She can't hear. So he can't tell her anything either. So it has to be done through gestures. She can do a chalitza using gestures to. That's a gesture. Zakh the Gemara by Eisvei. We're going to spend the next Amun asking questions on Rava and answering them. Meanwhile, as we do this, we're going to get a tour of a Mishnah in the 14th Perek that goes through multiple cases of Chareshes, and we're going to bring case by case trying to prove Rava wrong, and at the end of the day, we end up proving Rava wrong from the last question, but we answer all the previous questions. It's right. He asked him a question. I don't know who he is.
Abaya.
I don't know where he's... Oh, Eishri Abaya, I'm sorry. Frank Gemara, B'chareshes Mikara B'chalitzi. Abaya says, is that true? Meaning he's questioning Rava's Chiddush. Again, understand that Rava was Mechadish, that part of the rabbinic dealing with the Chareshes was to institute her own kind of Chalitza. Abaya says, that is not true. And he proved it, but not. This is a Mishnah in the 14th Perek.
Rava was initiating it?
He's saying that's Pshat in our Mishnah.
Was he initiating it? Or was
he's saying done? That's Pshat in our Mishnah. That means it's there.
And it's already been done in the past.
Again, he's reading a Mishnah. He sees that from the Mishnah.
Sees what?
That there is an institute, a rabbinic chalitza. He didn't make it up. He's saying that's Pshat in our Mishnah.
Okay.
Frank the Gemara Batanam. But there's a Mishnah in the 14th Perek that says not that way. Okay? Let's go through the case. Each one of these is a different kind of case. Shnei Achim, two brothers. Echad B'Keach, one regular, Echad Cheresh, and one a Cheresh. Nisun L'Shtei Nachmius, married to two girls who are not genetically related to each other. Nachmius means not sisters. They're married to two different girls. The Cheresh married a Chereshet, a rabbinic marriage. The Pikeach married a Pikachas, which is a biblical marriage. Aras Pikachas, Viachas Chareshes. Meis Cheresh Baal Chareshes. The Cheresh dies. He leaves his wife bound rabbinically. Again, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is married biblically. Shimon is married rabbinically. Shimon died. My Yasa Pikeach Baal Pikachas. What should Reuven do? Kindness, he does Yibum, Rimbatza, the Haitzi Yaitzi. And then he can divorce her. He can do Yibum, and then he can divorce her. Because you can do a divorce to a Chareshes. You can do a rabbinic divorce to a Chareshes.
Because Yibum is Drabbanan.
Again, let's give the Gemara a chance.
Is she still underage?
She's not underage. She never was underage. She's a Chareshes.
No, she's a Pekachas. The Yabama.
Why can't we let the Gemara do its thing? Cheresh Baal Chareshes died.
Oh.
Reuven is a normal guy, and Shimon is a Cheresh. One married a regular lady, and one married a Chareshes.
You said it's a rabbinic marriage, right?
Because a Chareshes can't have biblical marriage.
Oh, Cheresh died.
Meitz Cheresh Baal Chareshes. Ma Yasa Pikeach Baal Pikachas. What are his options? Kainez, he can do Yibum. Vimratza Vahitzi Yaitzi. And, if he wants to, he can marry her and then be divorce her. Why? Very simple. Because the Chareshes was married rabbinically. The Chareshes was married rabbinically. The Cheresh married a Chareshes. It was a rabbinic marriage. A rabbinic marriage can be severed with a rabbinic divorce. The Yavam does a rabbinic Yibum and then gives a rabbinic divorce if he so feels like doing. Again, let's give the Gemara a chance.
What are you doing that for?
Meis Pikeach Baal Pikachas. What if Reuven dies? He's married biblically. His brother is a Cheresh. Ma Yasa Cheresh Baal Chareshes. Now he's stuck with a biblical bond to his brother's wife. Reuven died. Regular marriage. Biblical marriage. Reuven died. Shimon, the brother, is a Cheresh. Cheresh cannot have Chalitza. No way. It's biblical here.
He's the male.
Still can't have Chalitza. He's not. He has Yibum. Yibum is there.
But can he do even regular marriage? His regular marriage?
He can do a regular marriage. He's not marrying anybody here.
Okay.
He can do Yibum. Yibum does not require Das.
And that is only Darbana because of his death.
No, he can do Yibum Daraisa.
But he himself is not a Pikeah.
So therefore what?
How can he do Yibum Daraisa?
Why can't a Keres do Yibum?
He can't do a marriage.
Keres Reshes can.
When we say the difference between a Pikeah and a Keres, that's both only by the female? Only by the woman? You can't do a regular Kedushin to a Keres.
But Yibum is not a regular Kedushin.
I just want to know if it's going on both the man or the woman.
There's a big difference here. It's a biblical marriage, Reuven to his wife.
Who's Reuven?
Reuven is a regular, healthy guy.
Okay.
Married a guy, a woman. He's married to Raisa.
What? Okay.
Can I jump to that?
Can we? I hate to do this, but all these questions are just getting out of the thing. Afterwards, I'd love to answer questions. I try very hard not to stop questions, but I can't let the Gemara not do its thing.
I'll wait.
What are his options? Boil. Mayas v'keres bal kereshes. Makes no difference who he's married to. He can be single. Kindness. He can do yibum ve'emaitilaylam, but he can never get rid of her. It's a biblical marriage. He can't get rid of a biblical marriage. But he does yibum, it's biblical. And when he does yibum biblically, he's stuck with her the rest of his life. Because how can he divorce her? The marriage was a biblical marriage, which he took over with a biblical yibum. And now, he's married to her, and there's no way to sever this marriage unless he kills himself or kills her. But now, the question is, let's go back to the first case. Keresh married a Kereshes. He died. The Pekeach can do Yibum and then divorce. Why doesn't the offer Chalitza, the option of Chalitza? If it's a biblical, it's a rabbinic marriage, why can't Reuven receive Chalitza from the Kereshes? It was a rabbinic marriage. Let it have a rabbinic Chalitza, like Rava said. My love, the Kereshes Mi'ikara, Uktani kindness in Chalitz Lai. Zakti Gemara Lai. The Bikachas Biakach Nisharsha. No, that's not what happened. What happened is, she was a Bikachas at the time of her original marriage, and then she became a Cheresh. The Cheresh married a Bikachas, and therefore, Cheresh married a Bikachas. Hold a second. The Cheresh married a Pekachas. The Cheresh married a Pekachas, which is rabbinic. Then he died, right? And she can't do Chalitza because she is... let me get this straight. She is...
He was a
Pekeach, too. He was a Pekeach at the time of marriage, too. So it was a biblical marriage. Right. Okay, let me set this up. A Pekeach married a Pekachas, and they both turned Cheresh. And then one of them died. So the other brother can do Yibum, and then divorce her, because for divorce, a Chereshes can be divorced, even biblically. Because she doesn't need Das to accept her get. The amount of Das that she needs to accept her get, a Chereshes has. So if a person were married to a regular girl and she turns to Chereshes, he can divorce her biblically. So here, we're telling the regular brother, do Yibum. You can't do Chalitza, because it's not a rabbinic marriage that he's dealing with. It was dealing with an original biblical marriage. Let me try to explain this.
You can't speak anymore?
Reuven married a regular girl. Shimon, regular man, married a regular girl. Shimon and his wife turned into Cheresh. Then Shimon died. The original marriage of Shimon to his wife was a biblical marriage. Therefore, it needs a biblical chalitza. She can't do a biblical chalitza. She can't speak. Rabbinic Chalitza can't work here because it was originally a biblical marriage. Therefore, Reuven can do Yibum. Why not? He's a regular man doing Yibum to his sister-in-law. Yibum can be done to a Chareches. Then, after Reuven does Yibum, he can divorce her because you can biblically divorce a Chareches.
Technicality, she can't speak. You believe she was eligible.
Chalitza,
but she can't speak. She can't do it now.
Right. That means she can't do
chalitza. But her original marriage was biblical.
So therefore, you can divorce a woman that turns into chareshes.
You can?
Yes. Forget a chareshes can be divorced.
So the whole thing turns around biblically, you know.
Exactly. We changed the case to a biblical marriage. Therefore, the rabbinic chalitza was not an option. So it doesn't shlug up Rava. Correct. That's how Rava will learn the case. Rava will learn the case that the original marriage was biblical. Unfortunately, she turned into a chareshes, therefore she cannot do biblical chalitza. Leaves him with the option of biblical yibum, and then he can divorce her.
And he couldn't start out with a divorce because she's biblically...
She's bound to him. Bound to him.
He has to marry her first and then give her a divorce.
Correct.
And that was different for the other one before, right? Where he couldn't divorce her at all?
Right. A cheresh cannot give a get. There's a difference between a man and a lady.
Right.
A man that's a cheresh cannot give a divorce. A lady that's a chareshes can receive a divorce.
The previous one was that he was a chareshes and she was the regular wife.
Right.
And she was married biblically.
Correct.
And he has to do yibum.
And he can't get rid of her ever.
Can't get rid of her.
Right.
What if she wants to get rid of him?
Too bad. She can shoot him.
Okay. We're going to step in and say, look,
it's not either that or she can't get married to anybody. She's biblically bound to him.
So if she doesn't do yibum, she can never get married at all.
Exactly.
So that's an option.
Exactly. It's the only option.
Right.
Now, man, ready to answer the question.
Now there has been answered.
Yes.
I have a different question because the scenario changed or was added to. So I have a different question. You happen to mention, I think instead of joking me, but I was curious. You said if he kills himself, the husband kills himself. He said that. So I'm curious. The person who kills himself, does his wife still get yibum?
Why not?
Because he didn't want to be Mekayim.
I don't care.
He didn't want to make
a
difference.
The Torah made a mitzvah of yibum. The Torah does not make an exclusion if a guy commits suicide.
That was my question. But men and women, in terms of marriage of a Kherish, whether she's a Kherish or she's a Kherish, it's both the Rabbanon. No
right.
Which one.
Let me try to explain. Okay, I should have explained this before. It's my mistake. A Chareshes cannot get married biblically. A Cheresh can't marry biblically. When it comes to divorce, a Cheresh can't divorce biblically. If he was a healthy man, got married to a lady and turned into a Cheresh, the woman has no out. Because it needs a certain amount of das to give a get. To receive a get, a woman doesn't have to have that much das. Therefore, a chareshes can be divorced biblically. So if Reuven marries a woman and she turns into a chareshes, Reuven can divorce her biblically. If Reuven turned into a cheresh, the woman can never get out of the marriage unless Reuven dies. Because for giving a get, you need das. For receiving a get, you don't need that much das. For Kedushin, both have to have full das. Not going to make a difference. What he can't do himself, he cannot do through a shliach.
But Kedushin is full das, how can they get married?
Rabbinically. Yes, he can. A rabbinic marriage can be terminated by a rabbinic divorce. A biblical marriage can only be terminated by a biblical divorce. And there's a difference between a cheresh and chareshes in the ability of biblical divorce.
Is the procedure the same?
Same.
So Rabbi,
sorry?
Rabbi, a Choresh can therefore enter a marriage into a biblical marriage through Yibum, even though he would not otherwise be eligible.
Assume his brother's marriage through Yibum, correct.
And once
because for Yibum you don't need that.
Right. So now he's in a biblical marriage with only very limited ways of getting out.
Correct.
Unlike a Choreshus.
Right.
Okay.
You're 100% right.
And that's a Doraisa. I mean, no matter what his status is, he's a Cheresh. He has this Yibum now. That's a Doraisa to marriage.
He assumes his brother's marriage. Cheresh is limited in das. When you don't need das, he's good to go.
But had he married a single lady, a pikechas, that would still be a biblical marriage. That was only biblical. A Cheresh marries a pikechas, that's biblical.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's rabbinic.
Correct. For that, you need das. Rashi. Nisuish day Nakrias Pikakas for Pikayak Bakaresh for Kharash. Kindness, Shaina Bas Khalitza Mishum Kriya. There's no way she can do Khalitza. Ella Kaita, Bimratalitiak Kakmatia Baget. Shakshame Shinikta Sibiramiza, Kaptaita Biramiza. Their original husband married her rabbinically with gestures. So the get can also be done Biramiza, but Lachika Khalitza. Kindness Aimatia Lailam, Shain Gita Mafkia Kadushi Akhav. His get cannot remove the condition of his brother, she's kikul loy the yibum that made her bound to yibum. Chaylet loy mishum kriya. And the Gemara's answer is that it's talking about the marriage was originally biblical. Since the original marriage was biblical, she can't do chalitza to remove the biblical bond. Next case, Tashima. Shnei akim pikkun, v'stu and shnei nachrius. Two regular men married to two women who are not genetically related to each other. Achas bikachas, v'achas chareshes. Reuven married a regular woman, and Shimon married a chareshes. Doesn't say he married a chareshes. He's married to a chareshes. Right. Meis bikeach bala chareshes. Ma yasa bikeach bal bikachas. The regular person who was married to a chareshes died. One of the options of the regular man who's married to a regular woman, kindness. He can do a yibum, then ratzel ha'itziyaitzi, and then he can do a get. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. What if the guy married to a regular woman died? Ma'yasa pikeach bal chareshes. He can do everything. There's nothing restricting him. He's not a cheresh. Right? Listen to the case. Reuven and Shimon are regular men. Reuven is married to a regular woman. Shimon is married to a chareshes. Now, we don't know whether the original marriage was chareshes. At this point, she's a chareshes. Shimon dies. The chareshes can't do chalitza. So she only option is Reuven should do yibum, and then he can divorce her. If Reuven dies, Shimon is a regular man, and Reuven's wife is a regular woman. They can do yibum, they can do chalitza. There's no cheresh involved. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Very simple. Reuven's a regular, healthy man. Reuven's wife is a regular healthy woman, and Shimon's a regular healthy man. The options are there. Now, our case we're zeroing in is on the first case. Shimon died. His wife is a chareshes. We only allow the option of yibum. Why? Why can't you do a rabbinic chalitza? Assuming that the marriage originally was to a chareshes. It says, Reuven was married to a regular woman, and Shimon was married to a chareshes. The assumption is, the marriage took place with a chareshes. Same kasha, same answer. Dr. Gemara, my love, may the hoop pekeach mikara, he not mi chareshes mikara. The havamina is, he's healthy, he never changed his status, so mistama, she didn't change either. Tani kainas and chalitza fly. Dr. Gemara, no, me to you, yonkadisa. He's healthy, and she turned into a chareshes.
That's what a cheresh is. In other words, if Mikora, they were normal. They were not cheresh or chareshes, right?
Well, it depends. Are chareshes Mikora, there's chareshes later.
Right. So one of them come later.
Mm-hmm.
Does she have all the das other than she can't hear or talk?
Again, So you're getting involved in something that's very controversial, but to avoid the issue, we'll say in those days, anybody that lost the ability to communicate automatically couldn't communicate and lost their das, ultimately.
They lost their quote-unquote mind. They don't know what's going on in the world.
They can't communicate. The lack of communication makes it they don't know what's happening. What started off good became the person, again, the way Chazal view a cheresh is obviously there something happened to their brain that they no longer can hear and speak. I know what he wants to say. I know exactly what I know what he's saying. Not only what he's trying to say, I even know what he's saying.
That's why you're lame if somebody has a stroke. I mean, he can hear, but he can't speak.
Right, so that's not a cheresh.
It's not a cheresh.
No. I mean, for chalitz it is, but for nothing else. Everything else is chai and mitzvahs.
He was trying to answer the The guy
he's not as smart as anybody. That's exactly what Chazal was saying. He's no longer as smart as anybody.
He knows what's going on.
To an extent. He's limited. Can't communicate.
He can beat you in chess, but he can't.
But he can't what?
He can't speak. That's
the reason why, because he can't speak.
Very controversial.
It's compromise.
The scientist that died a couple of years ago.
Who did?
The scientist was in a wheelchair. I forgot his name.
Stephen Hawking.
Pretty smart guy.
Again.
I've married a number of times, too.
Again.
Why don't we bring this guy in?
You say he was deaf and
he died. We can't bring him in. Again. I'm not going to get involved in the controversy of a cheresh's manazah. I'm not going to get involved in that. It's a big tumult on random. If I learn like a Shlomo Zalman, he says it's a miswiring that makes the person... the problem is, we misinterpret what it means not by das. I can have a 12-year-old that's brilliant, much smarter than he'll ever be, and he's still not a by das. So what does that mean? I can have a shaita that's a professor in college, and he's a shaita. See, we interpret das as thinking that you understand things and don't understand things. That's not what das is. The 12-year-old, Rabbi Aaron Cutler at 12, it was a million times smarter than I ever be. Does that make him a bar das at 12? No. He couldn't do the kedushin at 12. The answer is that bar das means is responsible. His brain is wired that he can be considered responsible. And the Torah is telling us that children under 13 don't have that maturity level to be considered in control, responsible. And the Torah is telling us that Shaita, who can be a brilliant genius, is not wired correctly, is miswired, therefore he's not responsible. And the Torah is telling me that a Cheresh, this is the way Shlomo Zalman explains it, is not wired correctly, unfortunately, and therefore is no longer considered responsible, and therefore he's not a bar das.
They have the same halachas as a woman, or even less?
They're not by das, much less than a woman.
So in other words, if a person becomes a cheresh nevach, he's part of the day from Limud Torah?
Part from all the mitzvahs. Now, some people say that bizman hazeh, that they can teach a cheresh to talk. He's no longer a cheresh. That's a big machloikas. I said I'd rather not get into that. The concept of the way we understand bar das is not the way the regular, is what the Torah understands bar das. They're very smart children and very stupid adults. And very smart shaitim. Shaitim is ma'abed ma'ashinaisim boy. You give him $100 bill, he'll rip it in half. He can be a professor in college and still be a shaitim.
I do all that stuff, but the only problem is the das price is a little bit hard to accept that they've lost their das. Or their way.
That's exactly what the Torah said. There's a miswiring here. Something happened. Yeah, I'm just pointing out. Dr. Rashi, my teach to beget. No, there's no my teach to beget yet. I think it's later. Yeah. Anyway, third question. Okay, let's get the story straight. Shnei Achim, Echad Pikeach, Echad Cheresh. Two brothers, One regular, one a cheresh. Nisuin shtei achyais. Now here is a difference. They're married to two sisters. Achas bikachas, v'achas chereshes. One is regular, and one is a chereshes. The bikayach married the bikachas. We don't know whether the cheresh married the chereshes. He's married to a chereshes. That might have been normal, and then turned that way. But at this point, we don't know. Now, Yibum is not an option. It's his wife's sister. He's married to this woman. They married two sisters. So, Tetzim Shemachais Isha. It's his wife's sister. She goes free. Reuven's married to Shimon's wife's sister. So, it's an Erva. She doesn't need Yibum, she doesn't need Chalitza. Reuven is married to a regular woman. Shimon is married to is a cheresh, married to a chereshes. And Shimon died. Shimon's wife, the cheresh died. The chereshes is not subject to Yibum or Chalitza.
Is that because he has a biblical wife?
No, it's because it's his wife's sister.
Because she does it matter to me? Does it matter which? I'm jumping the gun.
What if Reuven died? He's got a problem. He's got a biblical zika, but he's married to his wife. Midrabana.
She can't do meal.
She's not a ksana. Maitzias ishta beget can't live with his wife anymore. Because he's got a biblical zika to his wife's sister.
Oh, wow. But he can't divorce his wife either.
Why not? He could divorce his wife because it's a Karachis can accept a get. Karachis can give a get with Rabbanon. For a rabbinic marriage, this works. And the Aishas Akhav Asura Loilam. He can't do anything. He can't do Yibum to his brother's wife. Because he was married to her sister rabbinically. And he can't do chalitza because he's a cheresh. So she can never get married. She sucked. He can't live with his wife because he's biblically bound to her sister. And he can't live with this woman because he was rabbinically married to her sister.
He could still be a pikeach, right?
He's a cheresh.
He can't be pikeach?
Then she could do chalitza. If he were a pikeach, then they could do chalitza.
But
again, his sister-in-law is married to the Raisa.
Right.
And he's married, he's a Pekeach. Why can't he do Yibum? Why can't he do Chalitza?
Only he can't do Chalitza here, so he can't speak. He's Pekeach. He's married to Rabbanah. Also, even if she was a Pekeach, right? If she was a Pekeach, if his wife, if original wife is a Pekeach, then what?
Then it's this is the case in the Mishnah. Now here, you can't say that she was a pekeach and then turned into chereshes.
Why?
Because if she was a pekeach and then turned into a chereshes,
right.
If he was a pekeach and then turned to chereshes, he can't be a pekeach that turns into a cheresh. Because if he were a Pekeach that turned into a Cheresh, right, he would have had, the assumption is again, this is the assumption. If he's a Pekeach, she's a Pekeacha. We're assuming that the husband and wife are the same. So therefore, if he was a Pekeach, she was a Pekeacha. That means it was a biblical marriage. If it was a biblical marriage,
she goes out free.
The other woman should go out free. So Terence says, it wasn't a biblical marriage. That means they were both Harashim. So why can't you do Chalitza rabbinically? Let's read it inside. Again, the story is two brothers, one a Pekeach, one a Cheresh, married to two sisters, one a Pekeachas, one a Chereshes. The Cheresh Baal Chereshes died, so the Chereshes goes out free. The Pekeach Baal Pekeachas dies, the Cheresh can divorce his wife, and he can't do Yibum to the sister. But she doesn't go free. If she doesn't go free, that's because The guy was never married biblically to that woman. Because had he been married biblically to that woman, she would go free. In the Raya, that when this marriage started, it was a rabbinic marriage. Reuven is married to Pekachas. He dies. Shimon is married to Chereshes. We make Shimon divorce his wife, and Reuven's wife cannot receive Yibum, and she cannot do Chalitza.
Because that was her rabbinic, that was her derived marriage, initial
derived. Correct. Now, if Shimon's marriage was originally derived, that means they were married to two sisters, that means she's an heir of a derived, she should go free. Must be that Shimon's marriage was originally rabbinic. Because if his marriage was originally deraita, Reuven's wife is his wife's sister. No matter what his wife is now, it was a biblical marriage. Must be that the marriage was rabbinic to begin with, right? That means he was a cheresh, and we assume he's the same as her. So she was a cheresh, which is fine. If this is a case of an original cheresh and chereshes, it stands to reason that the previous cases were also original cheresh and chereshes. This case itself doesn't prove anything. But if this case is original, these are all one Mishnah. We're proceeding case after case. And in this case, it has to be that they're original cheresh. And if he's an original cheresh, the assumption is she's an original chereshes. And if in this case they're both cheresh's, the previous cases were also both cherishes to begin with. That's the assumption. Therefore, the answers we gave are not good, and we're back to the Kasha Rabbah.
Because one case, you can't split that up?
Yeah, this is the Havamina of the Gemara.
Did we have a previously Basar Mikara?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Go after the time of death, or you go to the time of the original?
Not for Ervo. Not for Ervo. By the way, biblical marriages don't turn rabbinic.
Rabbinical doesn't turn.
Only by Tana.
So, a Pekechem, a Pekechem, a Pekechem,
and then they live together. He made a new biblical Kedusha.
Then he can take care.
So now it's a new thing. So now it's a new marriage. It's like they started fresh.
He can take care of his sister.
100%. He doesn't have to. She goes free if she's his wife's sister.
Now it becomes okay.
Why does the rabbinic marriage not allow him to marry his sister if he had divorced his wife rabbinically? Why is he considered to have been married to?
Because he was married to her rabbinically.
But why does that matter?
Because rabbinically, it's his wife's sister. We can't ignore the rabbinic marriage.
But on a derived level, he was never married.
Yeah, but whenever a guy has a rabbinic problem, we don't allow Yibum. Now, usually we say do chalitza. Here, chalitza is not an option. So this question is built on the fact that if this case is him a cheresh, she's a chereshes, and if this case it's original cheresh and chereshes, so are the previous cases.
We have this whole thing, Misha Shana Zoo, Lo Shana Zoo, or...
Well, that's going to be the Gemara's answer, you know that.
I didn't know that. Oh, really? I didn't see that. We're trying to do that a rabbinic chalitza should take off the deraisa zika?
No. But this case is good either way. This case proves nothing.
We said, why let him do a biblical chalitza? Why isn't that an option? Didn't we say he's a chayrish?
Can't do chalitza.
But we say let him do a why? We're trying to prove that what? There is no such thing as a rabbinical.
No. Hold this. In this case, if Shimon's marriage was originally biblical, Reuven's wife is a biblical erva. Doesn't say that. It says Reuven's wife is stuck forever.
So we must assume
that their marriage was never biblical.
Correct.
And it means he was a cheresh. That means she was a cheresh.
And there's no option for chalitza.
Nobody's, this case is great. There's no problem.
What if the case is something else?
But once this case is an original cheresh and chereshes, it makes sense to say that the previous cases in the Mishnah were also original cheresh and chereshes. Exactly. Exactly. 100%.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much.
No,
you missed the whole thing.
Yeah,
because you're talking about other things.
Who's going to provide you with the week you're gone? A whole week.
I didn't understand. Are there phones? I don't know.
What? I heard this story 100 times.
No, he said it. No, he said it's a speech.
I know.
I heard it before the speech.
Love speech said,
Shui
gave
his own book.
Why? Because the
Gadol
told him to do it.
That's very good. It's unbelievable. That's why he was like, it's such a beautiful Shadach. It's unbelievable. Rashi. Let's do the Gemara inside. Again, Fakitei Makinami Bepekeh Vachach and Iskarish. Me Matsi Mapik. Can he divorce her? But not Iskarishi Yaitis and Status Vo Yaitis. If she became a Kharish, he can divorce her. If she became a Shaita, he can't. But if he became a cheresh, he could never divorce her. Must be it was a rabbinic marriage. Elalab a cheresh mikara. Umaduhu cheresh mikara. If he's an original cheresh, he nami chereshes mikara. She must have been an original. Again, this is an assumption. Umaduhakis chereshes mikara. Nakrius nami chereshes mikara. Utlan gabi nakrius kindness and kailis life. Istik. He did not answer him, because he agreed with the concept that the cases should be talking about the same thing. He accepted the question, and Rava kept quiet. Rava agreed, you're right. The Mishnah proves me wrong. Based on the fact that if case three is talking about a certain chayresh and chayreshes, it's logical to assume that case one and two are talking about that as well.
Why did he want to get out of it? Just say this. All the cases.
Because he agreed to the
concept. Well, we had that all the time. We had that all the time. He would say, this person said this part, and this person said that part. I mean, why would he give in so easily? If he was really stark about his shika, well, why wouldn't he give in? We see it all the time. The retarded was living this time.
Well,
he's
retarded.
Gemara is going to say, when Abaye came to Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, I don't understand. Rava could have answered you that the cases don't go. But Rava didn't answer that. He kept quiet. Rav Yosef says, Rava could have gotten out of your question. He could have done what Avraham Cohen just said.
And the reason he did is because...
Doesn't say. He obviously did not think that that was a good answer. He wasn't willing to answer that. Rashi. My sister beget the Zika Sakhaisa Pekachat Ashrasa, the Zika of his sister whose regular opposition is El Gamurim, the Zu Suffolk. This is like rabbinic, it's called the Suffolk. The Ain Kayak Bekusha lift to Sakhaisim Shamachais Isham. Aishas Akhav Asur Loyalam, the Kharisma Matikhalas, Kendu Khalid, the Mikhtas Namila Matikhalas, Nakhais Gushafi, Nakhais the Kharash, such a Knuya Bemikhtas Lakhav Akharash, it was rabbinically acquired, Hukh Khayavshar. There's no question on Rava. She was a regular derisive. We can't say a rabbinic chalitza should work. It's only brought to go back to the first two questions. The mekaresh is mekaresh mikara kamari. Then we're talking with an original cheresh. Because they're one after the other in the Mishnah. The Kamon later on in the next parak, Becheresh and Asa Pekachas. Mi Masi Mapik, Mekoni Maitis Ishta Beget. Mekoni Beget, Masi Mitzem Becheresh Lacherim. So obviously it was a rabbinic marriage. Nishtatis Leitetze. If a girl turns into a Shaita, she doesn't go out. Pekachas and Nishtatis Leitetze Mi Baila. A woman can be divorced if she has enough das to watch her get. A Shaita is considered so not a Balazaz that we don't even trust her. You can't give a shaita again. Ava pisi isi yaita l'ratzen shlo l'ratzen. Even though a woman can be married, divorced, even if she doesn't want to. Rabbanan tikkun shlo teitzei. Rabbanan said no divorce to a shaita. V'shlo yinago aminik hefker. V'sha einu yadayas lishm ratzma. A shaita cannot watch herself. Ava nischar shi yaitas. V'l'minan das isha beget. Sharifu l'pikachas bal korcha v'yitzi. Can marry, divorce a woman against her will. V'hochel le'tikkun rabbanan midi. They did not make this takana, because the whole yadash lishmaratzma, she knows to watch herself. We continue the Rashi, Mitzvah.